This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting raged for the strategic Ukrainian city Lysychansk Saturday as Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko said his army had intercepted missiles fired on his territory by Kyiv's forces. Ukraine denied claims by Moscow-backed separatists who said they'd encircled Lysychansk, the last major city in the Luhansk area of the eastern Donbas region, still in Kyiv's hands. Lysychansk is located across the river from neighboring Severodonetsk, which Russian forces seized last week. Rescue workers are continuing to search through the rubble of a destroyed building near the Ukrainian port of Odessa after a Russian airstrike, which killed more than a dozen people. The AP's Karen Chamis reports.
A dining room chandelier dangles from a ceiling exposed to the daylight in a building whose walls were blasted off by a Russian airstrike just a day earlier. A rescue worker rises on a mechanical platform to reach the upper levels. Shortly after, a man is taken out on a stretcher. Local resident Larisa Andruchenko told the AP the blast came out of nowhere. The blast came, that shockwave, all the doors and everything busted open, and I'm screaming to my husband, "Hey, it looks like our gas tank exploded." Ukraine's prosecutor general has said investigators are recovering fragments from missiles at the building to determine the specific people guilty of what she calls a terrible war crime. I'm Karen Chamas.
Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed a new chapter in its relationship with the European Union after Brussels recently granted Ukraine candidate status in Kyiv's push to join the 27-member bloc. For more on what's happening in Ukraine or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit